All right, so I want you to tell me, if you could talk directly to uninsured people in Florida, what would you say? What's your message for them?
Well, I think the Affordable Care Act is a brand new opportunity to have health security for yourselves and your families, that most uninsured eligible Floridians will qualify for some financial help from the federal government to purchase health insurance, since you don't have affordable health insurance in a workplace. If you work part-time, if you're a self-employed entrepreneur, if you run a family farm, if you have been out of the market because you're locked out because of a pre-existing condition or priced out because of health coverage just being too high, this is an opportunity to get affordable health care. We have a 26-week open enrollment period that lasts all the way till March 31st.
Your primary message to them would be, take a deep breath, give us a couple days. It will be ready?
Oh, absolutely. It's ready now. People are enrolling now. We just don't have the ease of enrollment that we hope to have within a couple of days through the website. But calling the toll-free hotline at 1-800-318-2596. That's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Up to 150 languages can be spoken. Going to healthcare.gov, the website, or finding a local navigator. Here in Florida, community health centers all have trained outreach and enrollment folks. There are navigators on the ground. You can find somebody in your neighborhood to help you.
Let me ask you about what you would say to legislators in Florida if you had the opportunity.
Well, I would say that there is a financial offer on the table where the federal government would pay for 100% of uninsured Floridians who are below 133% of poverty. 100% for the first 3 years and gradually reduce that to a 90-10 share. That's a huge investment in Florida. Over $51 billion from the federal government will come in over the next 10 years. Paid for, not added to the deficit.
It doesn't come from the deficit.
It does not at all. The Affordable Care Act is entirely paid for within the Affordable Care Act, and it is not added a dime to the deficit. So that's money on the table. That's an offer for Florida. I can tell you, as a former governor, I would have loved to have had that offer when I was serving in Kansas, because the opportunity to expand affordable health coverage for our lowest income working families would have been really a gift to the state. And so I'm hoping that the Florida legislators will follow Governor Scott's recommendation and expand Medicaid.
So we're losing $5 billion a year?
Well, it's,
yeah. For every year that
50,
we don't...
You bet. And independent business studies have said there would be an additional $90 billion in economic development just generated in the state. New hires, new businesses, opportunities that the state could put tax dollars toward other things. So the offer is open. There is no deadline for a state to come in. And I'm hoping when the Florida legislature reconvenes in January, the bill passed the Senate. It failed in the House. And hopefully they will take a new look at their return on investment.
Thank you.
Sure.